Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
City officials in Boston want to move the O'Brien School of Math and Science from its campus in Roxbury to a renovated site in West Roxbury. The goal is to move the exam school, which covers grades 7 to 12, by the fall of 2026. But the plan is being met with huge resistance. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us now to discuss the plan and the pushback. Good morning, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
So let's start off with the school itself. What makes it so special?
Well, as you said, it's one of Boston's three selective exam schools. So it's got a pretty robust program focused on science and math and technology, but also arts, music, sports. And compared to the other two exam schools, its student body is very diverse in terms of race, ethnicity, even income and the languages spoken at home.
And where exactly is the school now, and what's wrong with that site?
Yeah, the O'Brien right now is located in the heart of Roxbury. It shares space with Madison Park, the city's folk tech school, and I don't think anyone denies that the school's present building is inadequate, really overcrowded. The O'Brien has almost 1,600 students in grades 7 through 12. Teachers say every classroom is filled to the brim, many are windowless, and that it's time for a change.
Okay, so why West Roxbury?
Right. I think that's the big question still. At a press briefing earlier this month, BPS Superintendent Mary Skipper said the decision was partly a function of space.
The O'Brien is a very large school, and so there's just only so much space that would accommodate it to be able to get what it needs for the labs and the 21st century kind of STEM work.
Now, the site they've proposed, Rupa, is the former West Roxbury Education Complex, and it has some things going for it. It's already owned by the district, and there's already a large school building there, albeit one that will need a large renovation.
Okay, so that's the case for why the move would be good for the school. Why are some people concerned?
Well, first, you've got many families and teachers who just felt totally blindsided by the announcement, and then once they think about it, they see a lot of problems with it. The move would take the O'Brien miles away from the geographic center of Boston, putting it almost on the city's border with Dedham, so that would affect the commute. For example, the school has 140 or so students from East Boston. This move would effectively double their commute via transit to around 90 minutes each way. And O'Brien English teacher Gabriella Rini says that's a problem.
I have kids who are waking up at 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning to get here, and to tack on another, you know, at minimum 30 minutes to their commute feels like an enormous ask.
Now, the district has said there would be dedicated shuttles that would bring kids to the West Roxbury site from sort of transit hubs near the school.
Okay, so a very real logistical concern. What else is bothering people?
Yeah, I think that's where it gets kind of tricky. There are some who see this as both a symbolic and a material loss at the heart of Black Boston, that students may lose ties to the colleges and museums, and that the community would lose out as well. The school is named after John D. O'Brien, the first Black man to serve on Boston School Committee, and a move to West Roxbury would take it to a majority white precinct. And some worry over time that would change the students that it serves and kind of the school's identity. Priscilla Flint, a Roxbury native and organizer, joined a small protest against the move outside the O'Brien School last Friday.
You know, we're being gentrified out of Roxbury. We can't live here anymore because we can't afford to. So why are you going to take a school like this that was named after a Black man that fought and helped us and put it to West Roxbury?
How is the district responding to this pushback?
Yeah, this evening, the district is hosting a remote forum to discuss the plan. A district spokesman also told me that city officials have spoken with former O'Brien leaders and alumni. They also plan to organize a steering committee that would prepare the next steps. But I think it remains to be seen, Rupa, whether skeptics of the move can persuade the city to pursue an alternate course, an alternate site, before this comes to a vote of the Boston School Committee.
WBUR education reporter Max Larkin, thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me.